Card 56, World Vision. Fulfill human purpose by mystically touching others. Opening to the knowledge of your birth vision. Satan wants fear, disorder, and unrest. Bridge the polarization in people's hearts and thoughts. The 10th Insight, Holding the Vision by James Redfield. Part 4, Chapter 5, Synchronized with Mary's Ongoing Messages. Intuitive Thought. All bodies of water are natural dimensional openings that you can tie into. Reflections and echoes create naturally calibrated resonances that generate a charge and amplify a frequency. Echo sounder technology reflects echoes from the bottom of the ocean to measure its depth. Try this experiment. Pray by a body of water. Water creates a mystical reflection of heaven on earth. Perhaps that's why that is why Jesus baptized in it. Page 2. Opening to the knowledge of your birth vision and the world vision. Polarization. Satan wants fear, disorder, and unrest in our hearts and thoughts. The 10th Insight by James Redfield takes place in a valley in the Appalachian Mountains, where the natural dimensional openings occur. He was looking for his missing friend, Charlene, when his friend Will appeared from an opening in the afterlife dimension. Together, they traveled in this dimension and observed the death and life review of John Donald Williams. Williams, one of a group of seven that came back to help resolve the fear and stop an experiment in the valley, failed his birth vision. He did not remember the knowledge of what he intended to do. Chapter 1 and 2, Card 53. Later, while searching for Charlene, Redfield ran into a journalist, Joel Lipscomb, who was filled with fear about the growing corruption in everyone's hearts and thoughts, and made forecasts of civil disorder and unrest. After parting ways, Redfield, fleeing from suspicious vehicles, fell, injuring his ankle. Coincidentally, a doctor, Maya Ponder, saw him fall. She was an apostle of love and revealed a new way to think about accidents, illness, and healings. First, identify fear, then use the energy of love and prayer, and last, remember what we really wanted to do with our life. The following is abridged from Chapter 5, Opening to the Knowledge. While traveling again in the afterlife through the dimensional openings in the valley, Redfield and Wild observed the birth vision of Maya. Then a sudden ear-shattering sound caused Redfield to lose his resonant vibration, harmonic frequency, sending him back through the tunnel of colors. As he walked, he could hear low, dissonant hum, disharmonic frequencies. Then he saw Maya. "Where did you come from?" she asked. "I was down by the stream," Redfield replied. "No, you weren't. I looked there. Listen, something strange is happening. After I left last night, a Forest Service agent stopped me. I told him about your situation and where you were. He insisted on sending his truck this morning and made me promise to ride with him. But something about the way he talked felt odd, so I decided to take a hike ahead of him," Redfield explained. "Someone is doing an experiment in the valley, and Charlene is either involved or in danger. It's creating a dissonant hum that only some people can hear. Someone in the forest must have secretly approved it." Maya could not hear the hum as they walked east. Redfield explained how he met David Long Eagle, who told him about the 10th Insight and remembering a world vision, how heaven and earth unite. After that, he and Will traveled to the afterlife and observed the life review of Williams, who warned about the experiment and of a growing polarization of fear, but revealed that a group of seven came back to help resolve it. Then he met Joel, who was filled with fear about the growing corruption in everyone's hearts and thoughts. He made forecasts of civil disorder and unrest and of those who would take advantage of the chaos and seize power. Maya, you're involved too. You already know your life is about introducing alternative healing techniques. But there is more than that you intended to do. You're supposed to be a part of this group of seven. Will and I saw our birth vision. Each of us has a birth vision of what we intend to do. Our intentions, dreams, and coincidences are designed to help keep us on the right path, to bring back our memory of how we want our lives to unfold. What did I want to do? Maya asked. It has something to do with this collective fear that is rising in human consciousness. The experiment is a result of fear. You intended to use what you have learned about physical healing to help resolve it. You must remember Maya was not open to this knowledge. Oh no, you can't put that responsibility on me. I don't remember any of this. I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing as a doctor. I hate this kind of intrigue. But I know someone with the sheriff's department. I'll try to contact him. Maya left for town and Redfield continued walking east, looking for Charlene. My children, Satan wants war, lack of peace, and wants to destroy all which is good. He is strong and desires to destroy only human life. Not only human life, but also nature and the planet on which you live. Through prayer and fasting, one can stop wars and experiments and suspend the laws of nature. Late afternoon, he set up camp. He could see the man in the distance who later stealthily approached him. Redfield realized he was Curtis Weber, whom David Lone Eagle talked about. Curtis warned him to go back because of the dangers in the valley. Redfield decided to pitch his tent with Curtis, then told him about Charlene and the hum he kept hearing. Curtis explained, not everyone can hear the hum. It is a leaking dissonance from the experiment of an energy-generating device that could ruin this valley, making it another Bermuda Triangle, where the laws of physics are in unpredictable flux, disorder. This device radiation emanates across from nine dimensions, potentially disrupting them and triggering massive earthquakes and the complete physical disintegration of areas on Earth. I know because I helped develop the technology in the 80s. When I moved to this area several years ago, I was shocked to hear the same hum I heard for the years while I was working on the project. I've been unable to rest trying to locate it, but there are tens of thousands of acres of private land and national forests where it might be. It works using Earth's electromagnetic field, which is like a giant battery that can provide unlimited electrical energy if we can tie into it correctly. To work, we tied several generators in a series to generate and amplify a charge, but they needed exact calibrations. We used some of the largest computers in existence and couldn't do it. But judging from the resonance of the hum, they're close to perfecting the calibrations and are working on the amplification problem. This technology is safe in small units. A unit the size of a heat pump could power several houses or even a small factory. It is easily done in any lab because space is everywhere, but they must have built a large unit. We discovered that when we tried to increase the output of the resonances, the space around the generators became unstable and began to warp. Once we accidentally tied into the energy of another dimension, and a generator completely disappeared. if they built a large unit, they are trying to tie into the powerful energy vortexes in the valley and attempt to stabilize the process. This is insane. We'll totally wreck the valley. If they focus on the internal dimension pathways, who knows what will happen. I tried to contact two of my former colleagues, but one died 10 years ago and the other, my best friend, died yesterday. Have you heard of the insights about these interdimensional pathways? Redfield began to explain how he and Will explored parts of the other dimension. Then he asked, was your best friend named Williams? Yes, Dr. Williams. How did you know that? We saw him reach the other dimension after his death and watched him experience his life review. He realized that both of you were supposed to be involved in resolving a growing fear and to stop this experiment. Curtis asked, what did he mean by resolving a growing fear? I don't know exactly. It has something to do with a certain percentage of the population refusing to believe that a new spiritual awareness is emerging. Instead, they think human civilization is degenerating. This is creating a polarization of opinion and belief in everyone's hearts and thoughts. Human culture can't evolve until the polarization is ended. William seems to understand the process for stopping it. Do you remember anything about it? Curtis Angular replied. I don't remember anything about it, but I am going to stop this experiment. At twilight, they climbed to the top of a grassy knoll where, while admiring the view, they began to smell smoke. Curtis said, Dr. Williams smoked cigars, and that smelt just like that. Redfield saw a form in the trees, but it disappeared. Then he began intuitively to receive knowledge about the experiment. They were indeed attempting to focus on the dimensional vortexes. In Greece, in Jesus' day, a church referred to a democracy of free voting citizens. Oh, in Jesus' day, a church referred to a democracy of free voting citizens. The driving goal of history, love, unity, and democracy on earth as it is in heaven. A holographic image formed, and around Redfield, he witnessed history. At first, humans lived in individual tribes with power gained by the strongest. Over millennia, mankind coalesced and built complex nations. The drive to coalesce into ever-large civilizations come from vague intuition, understood fully in the afterlife, and that human destiny was to evolve towards unification. Many were born hoping to remember their birth visions, that humans can transcend the habit of fighting. They intended to implement a system that protected the rights of the weak and allowed for a free market and the free exchange of ideas. Yet once here, the intuition was distorted into an unconscious drive to conquer and dominate. But through the bloody process, key truths made their way from the afterlife into the physical dimension. A new ethnic interaction began in Greece, a system that is followed by the afterlife. It became known as a democracy. Now, where was the intuition of democracy stronger than in the United States? Many people came with birth visions intending to evolve capitalism. But once their intuitions became distorted into a drive to build material security, then came the 60s generation, questioning society's material reality. That human purpose was to create more material secure world. They also found disturbing disparities in the system. Women and minorities were not free. The church was more concerned with outward appearances. Words were more important than works. Many turned to the Eastern religions looking for spiritual reality, trying to connect with God on the inside in an enlightenment experience. New findings from human sciences revealed that humans were using only a portion of their potential. From these new findings and spiritual experiences, a reformation began, a human potential movement. Our behavior was no longer determined by what others thought, but by our own inner ethics. To those who had love towards others, ethical behavior was a problem. Many used new findings to imply that criminals were not responsible for their works, but were victims of oppressive social conditions. A polarization was forming as conservatives reacted in fear against a viewpoint that they saw as permissive and liberal, leading to chaos and disintegration of the way of life. The reformers, driven by fear, sensed that their hard-earned victories for individual rights were in danger of being swept away by moneyed corporate interests who were exploiting the weaker members of society and trying to control the wealth, ultimately leading to civil disorder, then police control. The conservatives considered the liberal reformers as a part of conspiracy of a big government, using fear of increasing crime and civil unrest as an excuse to give control to the centralized bureaucracy. The reformers also observed in the increasing crime and degenerating family structure, only the cause was not too much government intervention, but too little too late. Capitalism had failed a whole class of people. Education and jobs were not there for the poor. Many interpreting prophecies literally feared the way they were going was fulfilling our destiny, the apocalypse. Redfield saw beyond the fear and the birth visions of everyone involved in the polarization. Each had been born into intending to help bring about the transition from a materialistic worldview to a spiritual one. Remembering the good way, that works of love invoke love. The growing belligerence was an aberration, not coming from the intention, but from fear. Our original vision was that our destined spiritual purpose could descend into the world, initiating a utopia of unity and mutual love in a good way and symbolically fulfill end time prophecies. Yet clearly without the mediating plan of world vision, there is no sign of hope. The polarization of fear would accelerate with each side thinking the other in league was the devil.